in the limelight.
Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi's victory is the triumph of the real aspirations of the Iranian people in ensuring the country's independence, peace, stability, and its march towards the peaks of progress, along with the iron resolve to continue efforts to develop nuclear energy, improve deterrent missile technology, and having an active presence in the countries of the region and beyond in order to save them from terrorism and American hegemony. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading, The Right Man to Head the Presidency. Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. The spectacular victory of the Iranian people in the 13th presidential polls of the Islamic Republic has brought to power a familiar face, with an unblemished record of service to the nation, much to the horror of the enemies of humanity, especially the U.S. This is clear by the loud moaning of the media horns in North America and West Europe, where leaders of the regimes with deep animosity towards Islam and the Iranian people know for sure that Ayatollah Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, popularly known as Raisi, is serious about ending American terrorism, whether political or economic, in this part of the world. The Iranian electorate thus made the right decision to give a massive mandate as the country's new president to the man who, for the past 2 years as head of the judiciary, has successfully resolved many outstanding issues preceded by his decades-long experiences in various judicial institutions with focus on the rule of law, social justice, and development of national industries. The nation is now looking forward to President Raisi, who after 45 days will officially take charge of the country's executive efforts to start endeavors on improving the economic conditions of the people with emphasis upon economy of resistance, as stressed by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The leader was thus absolutely right in his recent message in hailing the Iranian people as the great winners of the June 18th elections, which he called an epic turnout at a time when the COVID-19 pandemic is widespread and many families unwilling to take the risk of venturing out of their houses. Under such circumstances, the fact that almost 50% of the eligible voters braved coronavirus and this year's scorching summer heat to cast their votes at the ballot boxes throughout the country was indeed a courageous step and proof of the faith of the masses in the dynamic Islamic Republic system. Another important point to note is that Raisi's clear-cut victory, judging from the 18 million votes, or almost 70% of the ballot papers counted, in addition to the support he enjoys from millions more whose natural fears of coronavirus prevented them from coming out of their houses to vote, is without the least doubt the triumph of a transcendental figure popular among people of all walks of life, rather than a factional figure. The composition of the cabinet is of vital importance since the persons chosen to head the various ministries on due approval of their revolutionary and related credentials by majority vote in the parliament should have the same commitment as the president to the ideals of the Islamic Revolution and the iron resolve to end U.S. meddling in our part of the world. To sum up, Raisi's victory is the triumph of the real aspirations of the Iranian people in ensuring the country's independence, peace, stability, and its march towards the peaks of progress, along with the iron resolve to continue efforts to develop nuclear energy, improve deterrent missile technology, and having an active presence in the countries of the region and beyond in order to save them from terrorism and American hegemony.